Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 6. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Pilgrim's Progress, there's a picture of a pilgrim trying to figure out his way to go, and he sees all these terrible lions on the side of the road, and they're on chains, but they're there. And he thought, nope, I'm just going to do it. And he squares his shoulder, and he starts walking straight as a rule can make the path, and those ferocious lions are tethered, and they can't get to him. But they sure are scary. I heard a lion roar one time, and that was enough for me to know that's a serious situation. If you got lions on both sides of the road and they're roaring, I mean, that would put fear down your spine, no doubt about it. The Bible tells us that God's going to have Jesus raise us up in that last day. And the Bible says in verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Now, this is turning really dark because they keep pushing back. Yeah, but. He says, listen, except you eat my flesh, verse 53, except you eat my flesh and the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. What did he just do? He begins to turn the light down on them. It's powerful. This is an odious thing to anybody, but certainly to the Jews. There was people who would take verses like this and they would turn it on the Christians early on. They said they were cannibals because they were talking about eating the body and blood of Jesus. And the fact was, is it was all sensationalized, just like our world does now. The press got a hold of it and said they're all cannibals in there. No, what Jesus will do is he will turn the lights down for those who keep resisting his call to change. Return unto me. You see, if we keep turning off the light, if we keep saying, I'm not doing anything wrong, what am I doing wrong? And we've got all this kind of corruption in our society, there's not going to be any hope for this country. We need some Josiahs to stand up. Josiah was a king, and he turned the whole thing around, and he started as the king to clean up the church. Isn't that funny? He went to the house of God. He began to clean it up. Guess what they found? They found the book! Our generation needs to find the book, don't they? And then they begin to need to find out who Jesus is. They need to look at him and look at him closely. And they need to find out in their heart of hearts whether they really believe him. Because it doesn't really matter to God whether you believe or not. He's not going to be affected. He loves, he wants everyone to be saved, not willing any should perish. But it matters to you whether you believe. He's the only one who can raise up at the last day. And by the way, we're getting real close to that. He says, listen, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life, verse 63. You want to find out what he meant by flesh and blood and all that? He says, you eat my flesh, drink my blood. He's saying these words are spirit, spiritually. And he's going to institute the supper in a day or two when he gets into Jerusalem. It's coming up to the Passover, remember. And this is my body, broken for you. Take, eat this bread. This is my blood, poured out for you. Take the cup. You see, this is spirit. You can't know this. Sometimes it's sealed, just like a parable. It reveals and it conceals, okay? And if you can't hear it, you need to get on your face and plead to God, let me hear it. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Labor! Labor! Not for the meat that is of this world, but labor for the meat that leads to everlasting life, which only the Son can give you. And the Bible says in verse 66, because he turned the light down, from that time, many of his disciples, this is Galilee, I told you about Galilee's northern part of Israel, where he did most of his ministry, many of his disciples went back. He lost his crowd, devastating on its face. Then said Jesus to the 12, will you also go away? And Peter stood up and he answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of life. He has the words of life. And I'm just hanging my tether with him, man. Wherever he goes, I want to go, right? Isn't that what we should have, that attitude? Where he goes, I will go. Where he leads, I will follow. When he says, this is the way, walk in it, we can understand what he's saying and why. You see, it's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be a cakewalk. Sometimes it's through hard places. Paul pointed out, our people are counted as sheep to the slaughter every day. Do you know this world is filled with people being killed right now because they're Christians? Afghanistan, they found over 200 Christians that had a drop-dead date, literally, where they were going to kill them the next day. It was being telegraphed around the world that 229 Christians were going to be killed on the following day from the announcement. And they were. They went through houses door to door in Afghanistan when Kabul fell. And what they did is they were looking at everybody's cell phone to see if they had a Bible app in there. If they had a Bible app in there, immediately they were an enemy of the state. Will you also go away? You have the words of life. To whom shall we go? And then he didn't stop there. Verse 69 says, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Again, remember that earlier? Surely this is that prophet. This is that Christ. We know you are that Christ that should come. He says that you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, have I not chosen you? 12 and one of you is a devil? Whoa. So how do you get sure? I went through a little word search, hereby know we, because I'm very familiar with that phrase from the book of 1 John. Turns out that 1 John's the only place that uses those words. It's used about 8 times in the book of 1 John. Hereby know we, hereby know we, hereby know we. He wants us to know. He wants us to know. 1 John chapter 2, verse 5 says, but whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected, and hereby know we that we are in him. Now the word keep doesn't mean that we obey all the commandments perfectly. It means we guard them. We guard that law. We do everything that we can, humanly speaking, in spite of this sin nature we carry with us, to lift up that law. Not I, but Christ. And if you fail, you falter, you say that stupid thing, that stupid thing, that stupid thing like I did, you turn to that guy as you get a chance, say, man, I was having a rough time. I don't know what we're going to do with this paper, but I'm sorry if it sounded like I was frustrated, but kind of was. I'm human, but, you know, and then, you know, it was okay. He was good. He understood. My point is that sometimes those are your opportunities to go witness to somebody because you stumbled. Don't think of it as a failure. Think of it as an opportunity. You messed up. Go tell them, I'm sorry. And the Bible tells us, whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Because when you're keeping an eye on that, the two tablets of stone is love God and love your neighbor. And you're going to love them enough to go out there and fall on your own sword in front of them and say, here I am, I got nothing. But I know somebody who's got something, and you need him. 1 John 4:13 says, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his spirit. There's a lot of people who don't even understand the pneumatology of the Bible. They think somehow it's a second work of grace. The Bible says we all were baptized by one Spirit into one body, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. That happened. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 15. We have all been made to drink of one Spirit. He was talking to a bunch of really bad people. This is 1 Corinthians we're talking about. This is not conditional upon your behavior. If you're a born-again child of God, you got the Holy Spirit. He got you. Problem is, sometimes we don't give him back enough of us, and we kind of pull back, and we're not walking real straight. We're kind of stumbling like it's pulling us. Remember Lot, when he was being pulled out of the city? He tarried, and the angel took him by the hand. Come on! Get out of here! Let's not be that way. Let's take his yoke upon us and learn of him. 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby know we that we are of the truth. And listen, and we shall assure our hearts before him. Why do you behave properly? Why do you love in deed and in truth? So that you might assure your hearts a little bit. Some Christians don't ever step out and, you know, reach to the service of others. They may not pick up the basin and wash the feet. They may not do those things. And so they're sitting there, they're a little frustrated in their core. They're not cooperating with the Spirit of God, the grace of God, the commandments of God. And suddenly they're just like, oh, I'm not even sure I'm saved. Yeah. It's because you've not been loving. You say, well, I know him when I was a little kid. No. If you knew him, he knows you. He never forgot you. Problem is the Bible says that if we don't add to our faith virtue, knowledge, self-control. Virtue is behavior, by the way. If we don't add to our faith virtue, knowledge, that's Christ's word. Self-control, Bible says brotherly kindness, and then it says charity or love of the brethren. If we don't add these things to our faith, we are short-sighted, even unto blindness. Listen, forgetting that we were washed from our sins. A lot of people get along in the faith, and they think they're lost because they didn't add to their faith virtue knowledge. I'm going to close with this one. If our hearts condemn us, brethren, even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart. And He knoweth all things. But brethren, if our hearts condemn us not, guess what? Then we have confidence with God. A lot of believers don't have confidence with God because they haven't returned. They're like the prodigal. They're the son, but they're the prodigal son. And they're bumping along and the world's looking at them. They couldn't recognize them from a lost person because they got the world all over them. Many believers are trying to figure it out, but they've got decent lives, but they're not really getting in the Word. You know, they're not adding to their faith knowledge. What I'm saying is there's ways you can cultivate that assurance. And right now you need it more than ever. You need assurance. You need your assurance. You need it in your pocket. You need it in your heart. You need to know that God is smiling on you. And I want you to know that He's willing for the hug right now. Okay? The Bible says if we confess our sin, just say to God what He says about it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, He is faithful to do it every single time. And He's just to do it because Jesus paid for that thing. You've never shocked God. You've never surprised God. He knew what He was getting when He bought you. You bought something at a store once and you saw it was a little bit messed up. Maybe it was an open box and you saw some scratches. You were willing for that. God bought us just like that. But He loves you too much to leave you just like that. So He begins to polish. Okay, He kind of cleans us up a little bit, doesn't He? Beloved, God's work is that you believe on Him who He has sent. Right now, that's what's going to get you from here to home. Would you bow with me for a moment? Maybe you're here today and you've never been born again, or you have questions about your salvation because you've never had a chance in your life where you've really made it personal. You believe in God, but you've not really truly, truly trusted Him as your Savior in a manner that really made any sense to your heart. Nobody gets saved by osmosis. It's a choice of the will. You have to come to Jesus. He says, all that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. You got to come. You got to believe in Jesus. That's it. Just say, I believe. So in your heart of hearts today, if you've never truly been born again, you could pray a prayer like this, based upon Romans 10:13, where it says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the sanctuary of your heart today, you might want to pray this prayer, not out loud, but in the sanctuary of your heart. God knows every thought you've ever had. Just say it out loud in your mind. Pray this prayer if you've not been saved yet, but you want to be. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I deserve judgment for my sin. But I believe Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sin. And I ask You, God, to forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry for my sin. And Lord Jesus, save me today. Save me today. I call on You, Lord. Save me. And give me eternal life. And help me not to be ashamed of my faith in You. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's what we're here for. But we're also here for you. If you're a believer, remember this. Right, a moment you say, God, I'm sorry, it's done. Faithful and just, immediately to forgive and cleanse that moment. His mercies are new every morning. Just get yourself cleaned up at the altar and go on into your world. You know, there was a laver outside of the temple. That's where they'd wash their hands and such before they did the ministration. Every day is your ministration. You might need to wash your hands and such before you go out there today, tomorrow, whatever. But do it. Okay, believer, it's available to you. Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.